right now.
Hank-a-rama's the name of the game.
Play a little Hank-a-rama on a Monday to get you to the American Rodeo. We get you there with a game that is full of riches, surprises, and fun. It is Hank-a-rama, the game within a game within a game within a game. Let's find our contestant on the line as we are rich with love from the Hank fans. Who do we got here? Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
Steve from Granbury.
Hey, what up, Steve?
How are we doing in the Bury on a Monday?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Headed to work.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Well, probably,
I know, right?
Probably need to. What do you do?
I'm a police officer.
Yes! Oh, we've talked to you before.
Mm-hmm.
You have. I've won before, thank you.
Oh, no. I mean that time you got me on 377. That's good to see you. Good to see you.
This is a warning.
Good to see you again.
You in a hurry? You got somewhere you got to be?
Here we go. Officer Steve on the line. You're a contestant for Hank-a-rama. Very nice for the American Rodeo Passes. Which game do you want to play? One, we just said this. Two, Trivia Generica. Or three, are you smarter than a DJ?
Yes, we'll go with number three.
Number three, are you smarter than a DJ? All right, officer.
Good luck,
nice.
Steve. Excellent. You're going to need it.
Hey, actually, right now, before I ask you and Heather Lee the same question, can I go back to the back of the car and just hang out there for a little while and just make you sweat, Steve, and then come back and then we can do this? All right.
Hey, Steve, have you ever shown up to court and you really didn't need to?
Hey,
took a day off work for that?
Actually, last week I got called to jury duty.
Did you get selected?
No, I did not.
I feel like I'm in better company. Okay, so Steve, I'm going to ask you and Heather Lee the same question. It's Heather Lee's time to depart the studio. Real easy. If you get the answer correct immediately, you win your way to the American Rodeo. If you get it wrong, hope she gets it wrong, and she gets it right, and you get it wrong, then
we'll still be friends.
Then somebody gets tased. That's what happens.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
All right, here we go. Heather Lee leaving the studio. Here is... Oh, this is going to be fun. Tomorrow must be an interesting day for law enforcement. It's April Fool's Day. That could go anywhere for you guys. Oh, my. All right, so the question is, April Fool's Day, what is the percentage in a recent survey, what is the percentage of people who plan to prank people on April Fool's Day? Is it A, 10% of people plan to prank? Is it B, 20%, or C, 30%?
Oh, I would probably have to go with C. There's a lot of pranksters out there.
30%. This survey may be a little skewed on your bell curve. You see a lot of that. Okay. Very nice. We'll notch in C as your answer. Very good. All right. Heather Lee, your question.
Okay.
April Fool's Day is tomorrow.
Ew.
In a recent survey, what is the percentage of those who plan to prank people on April Fool's Day? Is it A, 10%? Is it B, 20%? Is it C, 30%?
Okay, I'm going to go off the chart here and some wishful thinking. Like 0%, because I cannot afford all that blood pressure medication.
We could be in an April Fool's Day prank right now and not even know it. See?
Maybe it's time travel.
Maybe this
Nobody
is
knows.
It. Maybe this isn't a real question. Maybe Steve isn't really an officer.
I think he is.
Okay, I
you
do
wish.
Too. Yeah,
I know.
I do too.
Yeah.
The correct answer is actually, Steve, you said C. It is B, 20%.
That's good odds.
But as we said, as a police officer, you probably see many, many, many more things that don't make the survey. So we're going to
probably so.
Bless you for what you do, sir. And that means you're going to the American Rodeo.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Very good. That's Hank-a-rama.
Yeah, we'll see all your people at 8:35.
Yeah, and I'll see you on 377 pretty soon.
Thank you.